£3.41 billion. That is what Premier League clubs spent in a single transfer window, setting a spending record for the second consecutive summer, according to BBC Sport. The window slammed shut on September 1st, 2026, and the numbers alone tell you something fundamental has shifted in how elite football operates. This is not just about money. It is about a new philosophy of squad building, one where data, tactical fit, and positional versatility now drive decisions that scouts with clipboards once made alone. Look at what Manchester City did, Brian. Following Pep Guardiola's departure, City needed to rebuild fast and rebuild smart. Reuters confirmed they signed Senegal forward Illiman Diaye from Everton on a 5-year contract for a reported £65 million. That was their 7th signing of the summer window. Think of it like a chess player who loses their queen and immediately restructures the entire board rather than playing defensively. City did not mourn Guardiola's exit, they accelerated. Each signing was a deliberate tactical statement about the kind of pressing, possession-oriented football the club intends to play next. Newcastle United made an equally aggressive statement. Reuters reported that the club signed Belgium forward Matias Fernandes Pardo from Lille on September 1, 2026, for a reported £51.4 million, making him their 8th signing of the window. He is 21 years old. He helped Lille qualify for the UEFA Champions League the previous season. Now, the key idea here is what that profile represents. Clubs are no longer hunting proven veterans. They are targeting young forwards who can press from the front, invert into central channels, and function as tactical weapons rather than traditional wide attackers. That is the inverted, high-energy profile dominating recruitment conversations across Europe right now. Meanwhile, Newcastle simultaneously loaned German forward Nick Woltemade to Juventus until June 2027. Reuters noted Woltemade scored 8 Premier League goals in 34 appearances. Juventus needed a striker. Newcastle needed wages off the books. That kind of surgical loan business is now standard practice in a data-driven transfer market. The managerial landscape shifted just as dramatically, Brian. Reuters reported that Pitso Mosimhen was appointed South Africa's head coach for a 3rd time, replacing Belgian coach Hugo Broos. South Africa's Football Federation had identified Mosimhen as their preferred candidate more than 3 weeks before formally unveiling him. That gap matters. It signals a more deliberate, analytical approach to coaching appointments, one where federations now run structured evaluation processes rather than reactive hiring. In Egypt, Reuters confirmed that coach Hossam Hassan renewed his contract through 2030 after leading the national team to the 2026 World Cup round of 16. Egypt faces Angola on September 25th and South Sudan on September 29th in 2027 Africa Cup of Nations qualifying. Continuity is the strategy. Hassan stays, the system stays, and the results are expected to compound. On the club side, Reuters reported that Atletico Madrid signed Canada striker Jonathan David from Juventus on a season-long loan, adding a proven goal scorer to Diego Simeone's setup. And Antonio Rudiger announced his retirement from international football on September 1, 2026, closing a 12-year chapter with Germany. His exit marks the end of a defensive era built on physicality and man-marking, the very style that modern positional play has systematically dismantled. Remember this, Brian. The transfer window is no longer just a market. It is a tactical manifesto. Every club that spent big in this window was not simply buying players. They were buying specific movement patterns, pressing triggers, and positional flexibility. Jack Grealish returning to Everton on loan from Manchester City on September 1, 2026, per Reuters, is a perfect example of how even loan deals now carry tactical logic. His earlier Everton spell was cut short by injury, but the club still came back for him. That is belief in a profile, not just a name. The takeaway is this: modern football news is increasingly defined by the convergence of data-driven recruitment and tactical homogenization. The supercoach era demands managers who can innovate within systems, not just motivate players. High-intensity pressing has evolved into something more controlled and possession-oriented, and the clubs willing to spend £3 billion in a single summer are the ones writing the tactical rulebook that everyone else will spend the next decade trying to decode.